But I know she worries because I do spend so much time on the road. And because of that, I got a radar detector now. That's a handy device because it'll let you know the moment that you're caught. And if you have a driving record like mine, you'll do just about anything to avoid a ticket. Last time I was pulled over, the officer approached the window and I said, oh my, officer. Well, if I'd known you're so handsome, I'd have pulled you over. Hey, got me a date in court. Those lady cops are tough. And you know, cops, they always ask you that same stupid question. Do you know why I stopped you? So it won't be so windy when we talk? And I tell you what I do not understand, that's cops on bicycles. I mean, what do they do when they arrest someone? Okay, buddy, in the basket. I told that joke the other night, and this whole table started pointing to this one guy, and I said, oh, are you a bicycle cop? He said, no, I've been in a basket. But the worst part of being on the road so much, I mean, the last thing I want to do when I get home after I've been gone is to clean house. So I hired a housekeeper. But little did I know that getting ready for the housekeeper to come is much worse than just cleaning the house. And now I'm on her schedule. The other day, a friend of mine called and said, you want to go to lunch? I said, I'd love to, but I can't because I got to get this house cleaned up for the housekeeper. Because Sheila don't play. If she shows up and my counters aren't cleared off, she'll let me go. I didn't even know I could be fired by somebody I hired. I've been written up twice for leaving dishes in the sink. But I bought a new house not long ago, and before I could move into my new house, I had to sell my old house, and I was having trouble selling the house. And tell me if you've heard of this. Someone told me that if I would bury a statue of St. Joseph in the front yard, the house would sell. Okay, you've heard of it. I hadn't heard of it, but I would try anything. So I got a statue of St. Joseph. I buried him in the front yard. Unbeknownst to me, my dog dug him up, buried him in the backyard. 2 days later, a lady knocked on my door and wanted to buy the doghouse. And then I finally get moved in, and the first problem I had to deal with was I had this huge ant problem. So I called pest control guy to come out, and I said, I've got a zillion ants. He said, that's not a problem, because all we have to do is kill the queen, and the workers commit suicide. I said, and you know this because they leave little notes? Or do they climb up on the roof while the fire ants try to talk them down? He said he killed the queen, but I know he didn't because I could still hear show tunes coming from the colony. And then I had a tree blocking my views. I backed out of my driveway, so I called a guy to come and cut the tree. He cuts the tree, and I said, well, that's great, but what about the stump? Oh, sorry, lady. All I do is cut the tree. You want the stump removed, you'll need to call a stump guy. So I find a stump guy, he comes out and removes the stump, and now I have this giant hole in the yard. So, aren't you going to fill in the hole? No, ma'am, I'm just stump guy. You want the hole filled in, you'll need to call a landscaper. So I call a landscaper, I said, look, I'm on my way out of town, just come in and make it look good. I get home, he's planted a tree. This is my life. It's a vicious cycle.